The story of the Exodus, the biblical account of the flight of the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt, is a central pillar of the Jewish faith. But for more than 100 years, archaeologists have searched for evidence of the great journey to the Promised Land and have come up empty-handed. NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports that this research is causing a stir in the Jewish community.
For more than 2,000 years, the story of the Exodus has undergirded not just Judaism, but also Christianity and Islam. It has offered inspiration to such diverse struggles for freedom as the French Revolution, the American Revolution, and the American anti-slave movement, and in the process has become part of popular culture. In 1956, Cecil B. DeMille cast a young Charlton Heston as Moses in the epic film The Ten Commandments.
Lord, why do you not hear the cries of their children in the bondage of Egypt?
I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. And I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. Therefore I will send thee, Moses, unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring my people out of Egypt.
For Jews, the Exodus is bedrock to their faith. It is the history of their people and their relationship to God. So on Passover this year, Rabbi David Wolpe's sermon to his Temple Sinai congregation in Los Angeles hit them like a bombshell.
The truth is that virtually every modern archaeologist who has investigated the story of the Exodus, with very few exceptions, agrees that the way the Bible describes the Exodus is not the way it happened, if it happened at all.
To use a biblical phrase, Rabbi Wolpe's announcement reaped the whirlwind, or at least created one. While many in his congregation applauded his courage, others were troubled. At an evening Torah class several weeks later, he was challenged persistently.
We are not only Jews through religion, we are folk, we are a nation. Consequently, when you tamper with the historicity of our nation, you are really on a very dangerous ground. You are taking a big chance when you put to question our historicity.
I understand. I'll make it a question now.
Our pride,
our brotherhood. I understand.
Traditional Jews around the country responded with anger and disappointment, saying that denying that the Exodus was a factual event undercuts the roots of Judaism.
I would equate it with denying that the Holocaust happened for Jews.
Rabbi Simon Jacobson is the founder and director of the Meaningful Life Center.
It would be almost like asking African Americans, how important is it that you literally were enslaved several hundred years ago and then were freed? It would be considered an insult that anyone should suggest that it never happened.
Rabbi Wolpe responds that whether the events actually happened or are metaphorical makes little difference. The Exodus, he says, is a spiritual journey, and the universal truths it teaches are what give it its power.
From my point of view, literalism violates what the Bible is about. Did God literally rest on the seventh day? Of course not. You have to be able to read the Bible on a much deeper level than the level that believes that Noah actually took, you know, two of every single animal in the world on the ark, or that Adam and Eve actually dwelt in a place called Eden. The Bible is deeper and more complex than that and expects us to be the same.
Archaeologists say they have known for nearly 10 years that the story of the Exodus was problematic. There is no Egyptian record that the Jews were enslaved, and while some say it's possible as many as a few hundred people might have crossed the Sinai Desert, it is impossible that several million people made the trek. But archaeologist William Deaver of the University of Arizona says what really undercuts the biblical story of the Exodus is the lack of evidence to support what is called the conquest theory, that the Israelites took the land of Canaan by force.
There just isn't any evidence of widespread destructions of Canaanite cities at the end of the Bronze Age around 1200. And it now appears that most of the early Israelite villages that we have, some 300 or so, are in the central hill country, which had been sparsely occupied before. And these new sites are not established on the ruins of old Canaanite towns, but are established on bedrock or virgin soil. So most mainstream scholars and all archaeologists today would regard these hill country settlers, our Israelites probably, as coming from somewhere within Canaan itself.
But Rabbi Jacobson says scientific proof is far from absolute, that just because archaeology cannot verify the Exodus doesn't mean it didn't happen. For example, he says, no one can prove God exists. That is an act of faith.
Is faith provable? I mean, that's a really entire discussion, because if I were to say to you, for instance, listen to this piece of music, it'll really move you, and you'll say to me, prove it. There's a thing called experiential proof. Faith falls into that category, whereas science is more of an objective type of observation of nature's laws, trying to understand it, and it is like apples and oranges.
Still, Rabbi Jacobson says doubt is not a problem in Judaism, that it is part of the journey, part of a healthy process of finding the truth. And on this point at least, Rabbi Wolpe is in complete agreement. He says his motive in raising the issue was to stir his congregation to a deeper understanding of the truth, to cross a wilderness that might help them build a faith that can endure regardless of whether the Exodus actually happened. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington. Go down.